Hello, friends, and welcome back to the second hour of Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr. And today I'm broadcasting live from Mount Shasta, California. Mount Shasta is one of the most sacred spots on the planet Earth, and it's such a beautiful place. I'm so happy to be here. The signal, this interview, is being resent by KKNW on 1150 AM out of Bellevue, Washington, just outside Seattle. And the purpose of this program is to raise consciousness and make this world a much better and happier place. I know that with everyone's help, we can and will make this Earth a much better place. I wanted to tell everyone I have a spiritual mentoring program where I teach people how to contact their angels and spirit guides. And if you'd like to get in touch with your spirit guides and angels, please call me at 509-750-9793 here in the United States, or email me at outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. Also, my next Galactic Wisdom Conference will be held in Olympia, Washington, from April 12th to the 16th, 2019. And for more information, please see our website at www.galacticwisdomconference.com. If you register now, before November 1st, you'll get the entire conference for just $55. We still have Simon with us from England, and I wanted to have him on just to ask a few more questions. Simon, are you there?
Yes, Ted, I'm still here.
Oh, good. You mentioned that there was a lull, that we're a little bit behind schedule, and that one of my previous programs, you did see the planet ascending into the fifth dimension by the year 2025. Does that still look on track for that?
Yes. When I talk about behind, I'm just talking a matter of months. I'm not talking a matter of years. I think we've probably lost about the equivalent of 3 months. That's all.
Okay. Well, that's not bad at all. That's not bad at all. What kinds of things, we talked about current events, do you see happening anywhere in the world over the next rest of the summer into the fall?
Well, I don't usually talk about my own country when I'm talking to you, Ted, but tonight I will. I think that there's some big happenings going to come the way of Great Britain. I think we know that a choice has got to be made whether Great Britain leaves the European Union easily or whether it leaves it with difficulty. And that choice has got to be made in the next very short few weeks. Now, that will see a very big impact both on the economic markets, but also on the political exchanges. So keep your eye open on Great Britain, in how it leaves the European Union. There have been issues. You talked about refugees. Last week, the Chancellor for Germany, Angela Merkel, nearly lost her job. She came within one vote of her own cabinet to get rid of her. And then the European Union, this is the union that Great Britain has voted to leave, the European Union basically threw her a lifeline and helped her. So there are a number of non-American issues, European issues, which nevertheless are worth watching. So Great Britain is the one to watch in the next few weeks.
All right. Thank you so much, Simon, for sharing that. We don't get a lot of news in our mass media here, and it's always great to get an update on what's happening internationally. The Cartoon Channel, Cartoon Network doesn't cover everything like that, so it's nice to get an update. I do know that for those listening in Germany, and for Angela Merkel, if she's listening, I have seen signs here in the United States that McDonald's is hiring. So if she wanted to come here and have a nice job flipping burgers, I'm sure somebody would hire her. But maybe not. I'm not sure. Anyway, Simon, it's always wonderful to talk to you. And are there any parting words you'd like to give my listeners around the world?
Yeah, well, no, I'm just really, really pleased and delighted to have the chance to talk to you guys halfway up the mountain. It is a very special place. It's a place that one day I would like to go visit. Obviously, I look forward to you being back in the studio, Ted, and we can take more questions from the audience. I want to thank Eric for making this possible. That guy is an absolute whiz with the technology. And, you know, we'll get there. this planet will get there, Ted. I have no doubt of that.
Absolutely. And one of the things I'll be sending you soon, Simon, is some nice Lemurian crystals from Mount Shasta. It's full of love energy. You hold it, you can feel the love vibration in your hand. So anyway, that'll be with my postcard. I'll get it out to you next week.
Okay, well, listen, have a fantastic time. Sounds like you're really doing it there. And yeah, tell us all about it when you get back, Ted.
All right. And any parting messages for the Sasquatch? They were at the campground last night.
All I can say is if you don't see as many as you'd hoped, it's probably because you didn't have enough chocolate bars for them.
Well, my friend Brian here, we went out to this very special spot and put cinnamon rolls all over, and I got the message this morning that they were all gone. So they did like them. You know, if you live out in the woods, think of this, Simon. You can live out in the woods out here, and there just aren't places to get cinnamon rolls, especially the white frosting. Sure, you can get bugs, birds, and creatures like that, but not the cinnamon rolls. It's a human thing. So that's what they like. So anyway, my friend, I hope you have a beautiful and happy day. And again, thank you so much for coming on, Simon. Can't wait to talk to you again in a couple of weeks.
Pleasure. God bless to you. See you all. Bye.
All right. Thanks, Simon. Thank you so much. That was Simon Parks coming to us live tonight from the United Kingdom. He'll be on. He's on a regular basis on my show on the first and third Fridays of every month, and he's always a fascinating, wonderful fellow to talk to. Well, let's go back to Mount Shasta, where I am now, and I want to thank again the Mount Shasta Library for letting me use their facilities here. They're wonderful people, especially Courtney, and we have a bunch of people here in the audience who've had all kinds of wonderful spiritual experiences, and the first person I'd like to bring on is Michiko Hayashi, who's the global director of the Moto Peace Project, and she came here, I think, I don't want to speak for her, but because of the high vibrations of Mount Shasta. And Michiko, please say a few words, if you like, and tell us about some of your experience here on the mountain.
Hi, Ted. Thank you so much for having me here, and it's been so wonderful being with this beautiful group from all around the world to be here, experience this beautiful Mount Shasta. Every time I come here, I can feel this high, very high, beautiful vibration of Mount Shasta. And as I was meditating yesterday and today, a couple of days, I've been receiving many messages. So anyone who's here and trying to receive the message, of course, by sending love and gratitude to this beautiful Mount Shasta and all these entities, you will be receiving messages too.
Could you share some of those messages with my listeners around the world, please?
Well, okay, sure. I wanted to ask for the answer what I should be doing in the near future with my mission and with my own private life. Then this message, I think it was yesterday, I was told that don't worry, just go for it, then you will have the answer naturally without even asking. That was a very good answer. I appreciated it. And also this morning, I was told not to worry about small details because the small details are about the third-dimensional world. When we go to the fourth dimension, we don't have to worry about small details.
Oh, that's amazing. Thank you so much for sharing that.
Thank you.
I wanted to share with everyone, when you hear at the mountain, spirits will often go into rocks or stumps or plants or trees. And so several of us yesterday spotted a face in an old log, and it was a smiling face. You could actually see the face. This morning, I was meditating at another entrance to the Hollow Earth, and I could see someone's face in the rock come out to me. I didn't have my phone I didn't have my camera phone at the time, but I will later. But spirits often go into physical objects. I remember when I was at Machu Picchu last January, I saw the face of an ancient Inca, a shaman in this rock, and that's where his spirit had gone, into this rock. So the rock, in a third-dimensional sense, shows the spirit, shows his face, and his spirit is actually in that rock. So if you're out walking in nature somewhere here on the planet and you do see a face in like a rock or a tree or whatever, it's true. You are seeing some entity in that particular object. So it's not as crazy as you might think. And it's not out of this world either. There's another gentleman here in my group. He's a wonderful man. His name is Sam Kibosh. I hope I pronounced that correctly. And he does what's called sacred geometry. And he's an interesting man. I really enjoy Sam. He's a wonderful guy, good-hearted. And he makes these beautiful pendants that help people in many, many, many ways. And I wanted to have Sam share his experiences here. Sam, hi. Thank you so much for coming on today.
Hi. Nice to meet all the people and Ted group out there. I'm really enjoying the mountain. Has high vibrations, and look at Mount Shasta as a sacred pyramid. And it's a joy to be here. And tonight I'm going to be giving a sacred geometry presentation called Sacred Geometry, Ancient Wisdom for Modern Living. It's a PowerPoint presentation, and it's going to happen at the Temple of Intention, 301 South Old Sage Road in Mount Shasta itself. I'm going to be talking about the oneness of creation from many different levels so that people can get a sense of how we're all interconnected.
Wonderful. Now, Sam, you know, we were walking along a trail yesterday, and I spotted what looked like sacred geometry in these rocks, these old rocks. Have you seen sacred geometry yourself in nature here?
It's everywhere. It's the platonic solids is what all of nature is composed of. And sacred geometry is wherever you look.
Okay. Okay, wonderful, wonderful. Now, Sam, for people, now you make these incredible, beautiful pendants. You're wearing one right now. It's made of lapis, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, and what's the design in front? I'm looking at a star. It looks like a five-pointed star.
It's actually six-pointed.
Oops, okay, this one.
It's called Metatron's Cube. Okay. From Archangel Metatron, who sits on the right-hand side of God, an archangel, who God scribes. And all the platonic solids can be formed out of that symbol. It's my most popular symbol. I have over 60 different designs. And if you're interested, you can go to sacredpendants.com and check out all the beautiful pieces. Every time I fill an order, I fall in love with these pendants all over again. And it's a real joy to be doing this type of work.
Wonderful, Sam. Well, if you are in the Mount Shasta area or if you're in San Francisco, drive up. It's only 5 hours by car. If you left now, you'd be just in time for his presentation.
It's 7:30.
It's at 7:30. And if you beat the traffic, you could be up here just in time for the presentation. We have another wonderful lady. Thank you so much, Sam, for coming on. Really appreciate it. We have another very, very special and spiritual person named Jenny, who's here in the audience, and I want to bring her forth. She's had many different spiritual experiences already here at Mount Shasta. She's also a psychic as well, so it's always be fun to have her on briefly here just to kind of share what she's seeing. Jenny, hi. Welcome to Out of This World Radio and being part of my group.
I'm so excited that you invited me and give me a voice in your audience. Your love and your goodwill to me personally, and the way I see you with people in this group, it makes me just understand love and gratitude in action. Just like your friend Michiko Hayashi said, love and gratitude is the most amazing message for this time, this day and age. It's also Dr. Emoto's message. And you and the people I see in this group exemplify that. Makes me feel that fourth-dimensional love in this dimension, in the third dimension. So it's the third and fourth in action. I feel like all the time we're in fourth dimension, which is the lucid dreaming stage. Mm-hmm. I call the lucid dreaming stage the fourth dimension. Mm-hmm. The third dimension is pure physical.
And in the pure physical third dimension, there is polarity. There is plus and minus. So there's chemtrail, and then there is Saint-Germain, mm-hmm. right? It has to have Saint-Germain in order to have chemtrail. So in a way, you are saying, well, we have Saint-Germain because we have chemtrail. Mm-hmm. Now, in the fourth dimension, which is a lucid dreaming state, mm-hmm. you can say, you know what? This is my dream, and everything goes according to my dream. So in my dream, no chemtrail, only Saint-Germain. Mm-hmm. So all I see is Saint-Germain, Saint-Germain. I look up the sky, Saint-Germain, Saint-Germain, Saint-Germain. And then there's this long line, Saint-Germain, Saint-Germain, Saint-Germain. And then there's another line crossing it, Saint-Germain, 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 crossing Saint-Germain. So, may I talk about what I saw?
Yes, as long as it's not illegal, immoral, or fattening. Just go right ahead.
Yes.
And if it's recommended by most doctors, certainly talk about it. Go ahead.
With all of the above.
All right, wonderful.
Should I speak or not?
Please.
Is it unconditional love?
Absolutely.
From UK?
Yes, absolutely. Go ahead.
You allowed opposing thoughts?
Yes. That's fine. Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead. Yes, go ahead.
So I'm camping with you in this kind of semi-private campground, right? Right in the middle of Mount Shasta. And everybody is seeing faces, and I read in your book that say you might even get pennies from heaven. And then I think back, dang, I just got a penny from heaven this morning, right on the trail.
Right.
I picked it up, I said, thank you, a penny from heaven, and I put it down. And then I remember my whole life I get pennies from heaven all the time. Not only pennies from heaven, $10 from heaven, $20 from
heaven.
That's
nice.
$1 million from heaven. I mean, if you talk about Bitcoin, million.
Yeah. Well, there has been some inflation in the economy, and that's why the spirits have been giving people more money now.
Yeah, really. You know, besides, like, pennies from heaven is a metaphor because, really, very soon we don't even need pennies. We just go directly to trust, mm-hmm. which is what cryptocurrency is. Okay. Go back to what it's, so I'm chanting with you. And then you talk about, and it is your incredible benevolent love for the universe. You talk about the benevolent extraterrestrials, and you talk about the blue light, and you talk about Sasquatch. By the way, Sasquatch is regularly in my meditation, so I'm like, whatever. Last night, this is just last night, you and Michiko went back to your tent, and then everybody left. And there I am sitting in the dark by myself. But you are an incredible fire starter and fire keeper. You left a huge fire. I'm like, dang, I'm in the wilderness in Mount Washington. I'm sitting here. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you myself for saying that. That's
okay.
The whole thing.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Can I continue?
Yeah, a few more minutes.
My time.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. Sorry. 60 seconds.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm sitting there, I'm feeling my fears, incredible fears of the darkness, of death, of actually seeing something magical in the third dimension. And then just at that moment, I look up and there's three lights in a triangle right in front of me over there here between these two trees. And I went, oh, everything's right. Ted said, and Simon sometimes says, it's right. And I went like that. And I said, oh, thank you. And look up, it was gone. So that's it.
Wow, that's amazing. Well, I know every night we see spacecraft from Mount Shasta. We saw a huge ship last night. And I know that we saw a UFO skidding across the sky. It was going in and out. And so if you do want an adventure that's truly out of this world, come with me in September, from September 6th to the 12th.
And highly recommended by Jenny Funkmeyer. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Very much, Theodore, for inviting me into this trip, and thank you so much.
Well, I'm glad you're
for giving me
time.
A voice
wonderful.
To your audience.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
Love and gratitude to you.
Okay, thank you, Jenny. I have another wonderful lady named Brigitte from Vancouver, Canada, and she's having a wonderful time. Brigitte, please say a word, to my audience.
Thank you, Ted, for inviting us, and it is an amazing experience. We drove all the way down in 12 hours from Vancouver to Mount Shasta, and it is magical. So if you ever consider going on a trip with Ted, I would highly recommend it. We're seeing a beautiful lake. We swim in the mountains. And one is Castle Lake and then Heart Lake, beautiful walk up through the mountains. It's such a magic, so scenery. So you cannot miss it. I mean, we love Vancouver. We love British Columbia. But the California mountains here are just as gorgeous. Mm-hmm. And with Ted leading a beautiful group, camping in a magical, I've never camped before, I got to say that. I'm not a camper. And I really like my shower and my bathroom. And I like to not rough it. But this is all worth it. So I really appreciate it and that you're doing this. And I find it will help humanity raise their vibration. Everybody gets out of their comfort zone, trust the journey, and yeah, come and enjoy it.
Let's talk a little bit about water while you're here. And I want to talk about the water specifically from the Mount Shasta Park. Those are the headwaters of the Sacramento River. And my friends in Telos and the Hollow Earth say that that water actually is from Telos. And what it has is they put anti-cancer elements in the water. So you drink it, not only your vibration goes up, but it also can help you cope with it and get rid of it. So many people know about it. It's all free. Just drink it, and that's a big added plus here at Mount Shasta. And of course, city water is excellent too, and it's not fluoridated, and it's basically chemical free. So, water is such an important part of life that if you want good, clean water, please come to Mount Shasta because the place does have beautiful, beautiful water that everybody can drink, and there's no, it's free. There's no charge, and I think that's the way it should be. Water is life, and water should be free. I know that the chairman of Nestle recently said that that water should be privatized and everybody should pay for it. It's like air. Why should people pay for air? Why should people pay for water? It should be a free commodity. I'm sorry? Who has the right to sell it? Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, thank you so much. Thank you so much. You're new. What's your name, please?
Pauline.
Oh, Pauline. Hi. Just joking. Pauline's been here with her wonderful blissful husband, Sam Kibosh. And Pauline, tell me about your spiritual experiences here.
Oh, wow. Spirit is very alive on this mountain. I did get pennies from heaven this morning, and I did see Sasquatch in two trees. But I thought I was, like, kidding because it was, like, 2 seconds, and it was, like, a grayish outline perfectly, but the eyes looked alive. Which is interesting because I had just been at a gift shop and gotten pins with the Sasquatch picture on it for everybody.
Oh, that's right. You did. Yeah.
Yes, you were very happy about that. And they were smiling. And then I was like, I never saw that when I passed for the last 3 days on that tree. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden it was there. And then as we drove back out of the campground to come here, it wasn't there anymore. So I know it was them.
Mm-hmm.
And we were making crystal grids, and I was teaching how to use crystal and grids with sacred geometry to create fields of energy for positiveness in cleaning discordant frequencies on the land, which I'm frequently called to do. I work with a lot of angel guides, and they are having me put grids all over the planet. So we made grids by the trees in the campground, and as I moved the last stone, there was a penny. It was like the earth gave me back the penny, and I laughed.
Right.
It was like they pushed it up to the earth.
Right, right. If for those of you out there, if you're walking along, what happens to me if I'm driving along and I stop for a rest stop? I come back to my car and there's a penny, heads up. That's a sign from the other side that you're from letting them know that you're on the right track, or they're supporting you. So don't think you're crazy or anything, or just simply out of this world. That's a fact. That's one way they communicate. I don't know how they do it, but they do it.
Right. So, and we were at the Peace Garden just before we came here, and the World Peace Garden was amazing. There were altars where you can, like, sit and meditate. You can walk the labyrinth. So So we walked the labyrinth, and I found a penny at the Mother Mary altar. I work with her a lot, and she comes in with the smell of roses. Oh, and we met St. Germain on the mountain the other night. There were two alpine flutes playing, and I had wished to see St. Germain. And then this guy wearing purple comes down with one of the horns. And I had wanted a picture of our guy from our group playing the horn. But St. Germain, he goes, "Hi, I'm St. Germain." I'm like, "Oh, my God, I didn't see him." But he looks younger than when I saw him before at Panther Meadows, like 10 years ago. I'm like, "How can that be?" Well, he can do whatever he wants and whatever body he wants. Anyhow, he was in smell-o-vision that night. And we were there at the sunset with the oranges and the purples and the magentas. The energy was so sweet. And just seeing him and smelling him gave me such bliss. And we have had, like, I don't know, almost 100 likes on the picture of that sunset. Mm. And I got pictures with St. Germain, and he gives good hugs. And he smells like the best rose oil and cotton candy and vanilla all wrapped up into one. It's like every time an ascended master shows up in my area with my energy, I get it in smell-o-vision. Mm-hmm. And they smell so amazing. Just smelling them is aromatherapy for healing for you.
Mm.
And when we were at the headwaters the other day, the water in the trees gave me a poem. Mm. And when we were at Crystal Lake, the tree I was laying under gave me a song to sing for him and for the people in the earth.
Could you share that, please?
I'd like to share the poem. I can't remember where I wrote the song.
Okay. Okay. That's
but
fine.
Yes, I would like to share the poem.
Go ahead.
Longer arms are shorter on my glasses. Okay. Under giant green pines, I sat beside a babbling brook. The water was cold and clear. As it traveled by, it sang a song into my ear that no one else could hear. You are loved and welcome. There's nothing to fear. Four women chanted the ancient Kuan Yin water song back to the brook and sang as it moved swiftly by.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's beautiful.
So while we were at the watershed with the water,
right.
Two of the girls that I was with had been walking and got lost the day before and had blisters on their feet, and their feet were killing them. So they had heard that the waters had healing properties. So they took off their shoes and socks, and they walked into the creek just below where you guys did the water ceremony.
Right.
And I'm telling you, this is like snow water. It's 2 seconds in that water, and you are numb.
Mm-hmm.
They walked in there. They stayed for as long as they could tolerate it, and when they came out, they had no pain.
Mm.
I put my hands in it because I was diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis a few years ago, and my thumb and first finger always have pain in it, and a couple of toes. So I put my feet in, I put my hands in, and it was painful because it was made me numb. It was not comfortable. But I found out that the pain left and was half as much.
Wow.
Now, this morning when I got up, I had no pain.
Wow. Oh, that's beautiful.
I am really happy because I feel them, the water, the Sasquatch, everything here is healing. The wind is energizing.
Mm-hmm.
We walked the labyrinth this morning. We got balance back. We put balance and joy and beauty into the world with our prayers and our songs, and it was awesome.
I have to tell you a story. When I was at that same spot last year, I took some crystals. I put them in there for maybe 5 minutes, and after I took them out, they glowed, and they had that glow for several days. You could see them glowing slightly in the dark, actually.
Mm-hmm.
It was that high energy. So that doesn't happen every day.
No.
Yeah, it doesn't happen every day, and it's an amazing place. Amazing place. We'll be going to a series of sacred spots here in the next couple of days, including one spot where there are hieroglyphs from you and the ancient Lemurian civilization as well. They're about... Oh, boy, they must be 10 to 12,000 years old. But there's one spot where they are, so we'll be seeing them.
I tried to find those before and couldn't find them.
Okay, well, I was told.
But I'm looking forward to that on this trip. I definitely decide to come.
Okay, yeah, I was told where they are.
Very cool.
Yeah, I was told where they are. But
I have memories and dreams from them.
Really? Wow.
One of the temple priests.
Wow, you don't look that old.
And being a council of eight, we had like a little belt and eight knots tied on it.
Wow. Yeah.
Cool.
Well, great. Well, thank you so much for sharing that, Pauline.
No, I highly recommend coming here anytime you can.
Now, wait a minute. Before we go, you're a psychic, is that right? Medium.
I don't like that word.
Okay. Well,
I'm open.
What would you call yourself?
My third eye is open.
Okay, clairvoyant. All right. Do you provide services to people if they need that?
I consider it a spiritual gift.
Okay.
And I have the gift of healing, and I see mandalas and patterns of light when I actually do one-on-one healing work on people.
Okay.
So, yes, I'm a registered nurse in my other life.
Okay. Would you like to give us your email so people can contact you?
Nope. Because I don't do electrical and I don't do email.
All right. Okay, then. All right.
If you contact them at sacredtenants.com, you can always get me.
All right. Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
We have also have a talented author with us as well who writes children's books, and her name is Tara Pelton, and I want to bring her forward as well. She was the one who discovered the crystal circles made by the Sasquatch, and I just got a message from the Sasquatch now. They're sending me a message that they love the cinnamon rolls. They're all gone, and they're asking for more, so we'll have to pick up some after the show. No, they just want the cinnamon rolls. If you can get them non-GMO, that's fine, and with the white frosting would be nice, but, you know, we're in a little town here, but we'll do our best to comply. We'll give you some more cinnamon rolls tonight, but they're all gone, and they loved them. Actually, I can see in my mind's eye one of the Sasquatches kind of he's licking his chops right now, just even talking about it, because they're listening to this show. But anyway, Tara, thank you so much for coming on my show today.
They're so cute.
Oh,
the Sasquatch? And they're so friendly and sweet and nice, and they like to protect us. And
I have to tell you, share this story. I've mentioned it before. Back in September of 2017, last year, I had a lady who had come on my group who was been crippled for decades. And she was able to get around with crutches and a cane and that kind of not a wheelchair, but those rolling things that you have wheels on that you push. And she came in late one night, and the Sasquatch surrounded her van where she was sleeping one night, and they telepathically asked her if she wanted a healing, and of course she said yes. So then the next thing she knows, a UFO, an extraterrestrial craft from the hollow earth, is above her van, and the ET craft shoots a beam of light to the top of the van. The van opens up. She's transported to this craft, and then they spend time healing her leg. Then they put her back into the van. She falls asleep. The next morning, she's running around the camp like a mad woman, and she's very happy. And I thought everybody in the group thought that there was something wrong. Maybe, who knows what had happened. So I stopped her. I said, hey, calm down. What is it? Is there something wrong? And she said, no, I don't need them anymore. And I said, what do you need anymore? She said, I don't need my crutches and I don't need my walkers, because my legs are healed. And her name's Tammy. She's from Minnesota. For privacy's sake, I won't give out her last name. But that's a true story. It happened. And so I've been in contact with the Sasquatch ever since. And they welcome us every time we come there now. And they're always giving us messages. So they're very benevolent. But Tara, you also are a children's author, right?
Right on.
And tell me a little bit about your books, okay? Get close to it.
I'm the author of a book series called Elven World, E-L-V-E-N, World. And you can look at it on elvenworld.org.
How do you spell Elven?
E-L-V-E-N.
Okay.
Okay, so it's like leaves, leaf and leaves.
Okay.
These are stories in the Celtic tradition, but they are about the people from in another dimension who live in the hollow earth.
Okay.
The stories are about their relationship to us, and mm-hmm. it's quite fantastic. It's a bit of an adventure, multi-dimensional adventure stories, and my latest one is called Star Travelers. The first one's called Elven World, The Return of the Tuatha De Danann. Same as the Telosians,
mm-hmm.
same people. One is an Irish and one is an English name. And the other one is about star travelers that start traveling throughout the galaxies and the inner Earth.
Well, this is this trip for you then is a way to learn more about the inner Earth and talk about the Telosians and everything.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's really been an adventure for me to discover, wow, how true it is. And the message that I got is that...
you know, we're all one. We're all like the Sasquatch and the Talosians, and we're all the same people. Maybe we come out in different ways, but we really are all together. And also the trees, you left out the trees.
Right.
And right. They are talking all the time. So it's just wonderful to come and get all that knowledge.
Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you so much for being here, Tara. Great, great. And I'd like to bring up, thank you so much. I'd like to bring up Rita now, and she could share. No, she says no. She's okay, all right, okay, all right. And Luke's from Montreal, and I guess he's a little shy. But anyway, now let me just ask you some questions, Luke. You had been at the meditation with us, near the rock at the entrance to Telos. And when you were meditating, you saw several people from Telos in the rock. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. I can translate for you. Just a few minutes. I don't mean to put you on the spot. But you saw several Telosians in the rock, right?
Yeah, I see a white man with the hat, and I see a black woman with the long hair, and I think other people see other things, like a dog. Yeah, Karen see a dog. But this is what I see.
Now, one thing interesting is that when you were there watching these people, you saw a person with a hat. Is that right? Kind of like a fedora, a short little hat?
The white man, they have a hat. Yeah.
Okay, a hat. Yeah. Now, that hat showed up that night. Is that right? It showed up on top of one of the rocks where you saw the vision?
Yes, he's at the top of the rock.
At the top of the rock. That's amazing. So,
amazing.
So we have that hat now. That hat is from, we think it's from Telos.
I think
that's
Telosian people.
Yeah, yeah, it's funny. It says made in China on it, but they... they were... Okay, that's amazing. Yeah, they said that the people that saw the people here who saw the people from Telos, they looked like Earth people, but they were extremely well-dressed. Extremely well-dressed, and it's funny how the hat showed up out of nowhere. Thank you for sharing that. Tara, you saw the people too, right? Could you?
Sure.
Okay, yeah. Could you describe a little bit about what you saw? Thank you, Luke. That was Luke from Montreal. Anyway, this is Tara from Los Angeles.
I just want to say that nobody was surprised or afraid or worried, and they seemed just like us, just people. They're people, and yet they really did magically appear there. There's no way that someone is dressed like that to go camping. The woman was magical flying hair. She looked like she came out of Vogue magazine, and she was carrying this enormous white, pure white bag, and she was dressed in a very stylish hoodie, and he was wearing like a very tight-fitting stylish clothes with racing stripes down the back. I mean, it was not something that you usually see when you go camping. Mm-hmm. And yet it was so peaceful. It was as though it took me moments to quite realize that it wasn't us. Mm-hmm. Because they're just like us. And I really want to say that was the message that I got over and over and over again. We are all one. We're all here together. And, you know, we all belong here. The elementals, all the peoples belong here.
I think what happened too is that everyone saw something different.
Oh yes,
it wasn't the same vision.
Yeah.
Everyone saw something different, and
yes,
I think that's very interesting.
Of the six or seven people who, this was just one instance. I'm sure there's many instances of different magical experiences, but we all. What was interesting about it was. Everyone who saw those people saw the man and the woman, but we all saw them dressed differently.
Mm-hmm.
So perhaps I saw them a little bit more fashionably than others did. I'm not sure.
Now, there was one conversation I had with someone there right after the meditation who said to me, they heard something from the children saying, "Papa, how much should we show them?"
Who said that? Was that to you? I'm sorry? Okay. Could you share that, Anne? Okay, come on up and share that. That was a message that was given to Anne from Yelm, Washington. Anne, hi. Thank you so much for sharing that. Elmi, you were there during the meditation as well. Come closer to the microphone. And tell us all what you heard.
Well, we were all in the meditation, and it was very quiet. And when you sat down off the rock, I could feel your energy, and I went in a really deep state. And I felt that I was in Telos. And there were all of us sitting in a circle, and there was an older gentleman and a young boy and maybe some teenagers, and they were throwing big balls of light to each one of us,
mm-hmm.
and then wisdom so that we would remember and have a piece of Telos when we left. And then the young boy said, you know, Papa, how much should we tell them? How much should we, you know, progress? And they said, well, each one to the ability to accept it. So more, some people got more, and some people got less, but each one got what they were able to process.
The interesting thing that I know is that the ascension process is not uniform, and the Earth is like a big school. Some people are in graduate school. Some people have 10 PhDs. Others are in elementary school, and they're just starting out. And that depends upon what level you are, depending upon what information you receive.
Yes, and I've been studying spirituality for, I don't know, 20 years. And I think that if you come in with a pure heart and you're clear and you're open, you may progress much faster than someone that has a wealth of knowledge and a wealth of knowledge in terms of books and reading, but they're sort of closed and maybe even a little scared to have that. And, you know, so you could come in a moment, and when you're ready, you're going to just fly.
Sure.
And maybe, like, the first will be last and the last will be first. So I don't judge anybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if they're clear and open, they're ready.
Right.
You don't have to read a book. You just have to have an open heart.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you for sharing that. Jenny has some more information. Jenny, why don't you please sit down, please.
Thank you. So I want to say I saw them too, and when I listened to Tara talk about them and Anne talk about them, they are definitely in the fourth dimension, and they are even more incredible than when I saw them. That I thought they were just like people dressed up from the festival circle. We call them letters and feathers.
Mm-hmm.
These are letter and feathers. Festival goers, and I grew up a Renaissance fair with my children, you know, 5 years, they are 5 years old, and they dress up like these people that I saw today. So, I mean, you know, people are dressing up like that these days, and this goes all the way to the actual Renaissance time, that people dress up like that and go to the wilderness and walk around and juggle and have fun. So I realized if I include the third dimensional purely physical view of them, this is actually a more incredible phenomenon than if they were actually fairies or magical people from a magical kingdom. It's actually like the magical kingdom people had already come thousands of years ago, and now we are responding to them. We are actually, you know, we can dress up and go walk in the wilderness. We are actually interacting now, truly interacting. And that's the beauty of this time right now, which is actual interaction as equals with the Telosians. It's like, oh, you're from Telos, huh? I'm from City of Angels. Like that.
Sure.
Thank you.
Sure, absolutely.
For letting me say that. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome, Jenny. Thank you so much. I wanted to tell you, when I've had Billy Craig Woodard channel his father, Zora, from the Hollow Earth before, Zora himself has spoken, and it almost sounds like it's like a British accent, but it's older. It's like Middle English from maybe 1,000 years ago when he speaks. Speaks very, very proper English, but and the clothes fit that, because the clothes are very, very, very stylish, and they must have wonderful fashion designers down there in Telos, because they're just amazing, the things that they wear.
Designers here on Earth.
We have
credible. That's Jenny just reminded us we have credible fashion designers here on Earth. Absolutely. 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 But I wanted to tell you all that it's all of the ascension process is a matter of vibration, of raising your vibration. Now, one thing before a couple of things I want to finish up here before we for the end of the hour, and that is that the Schumann resonance, which is the frequency of the planet, has been rising steadily since September of 2016, when it doubled from 7.8 hertz to 13.8 hertz. And since that time, it's gone up to about somewhere over 200, 230 hertz. It's gone up so high that the Earth scientists had to create a new scale for it. It's never gone. I mean, for tens of thousands of years, it's been 7.8 hertz. They don't know what to do. They don't know how to explain it. But what Simon was talking about, how we've got this high vibrational light coming from our sun in the solar system, is a way a rising tide lifts all boats. So this is happening throughout this solar system. Not only is planet Earth slated, planet Earth is slated for ascension, but the rest of this planet in this solar system are slated for ascension as well. And in the past, I've been told by my spirit guides and the Galactic Alliance that Earth was the planet holding the rest of the solar system back in this part of the Milky Way galaxy because of the people who refused humanity, the sectors of humanity who refused to yeah, right. Right, right. There were other reasons as well for that as well. Right, right, right.
Yeah. Everyone
in the universe is watching us right now for this, yeah, absolutely, for this ascension. But along with that of rising your vibration, Dr. Moto had the good idea is saying, hey, you know something? If you change the vibration of people through water, then you're going to be able to help them with any spiritual or physical disease. And we've got about 8 minutes left, and we're very fortunate to have Michiko Hayashi at the Moto Peace Project here with Tokyo, because she will talk about how she uses what's called Hado machines or vibrational machines to help people feel much better physically and spiritually. So, Michiko, why don't you talk about that, please?
Okay. Thank you, Ted. Dr. Emoto he was the doctor of alternative medicine, and he treated more than 10,000 people using this Hado machine. What he did was, for people who have the problem, physical problem, most of the root cause comes from negative emotions or from negative karma. And what we can do is, of course, if according to your choice, you can go to the Western medical doctor and receive the medicine, Western medicine. But what Dr. Emoto used to do was, without using any medicine, what he did was he used water to heal people, because when our vibration is not resonant with the frequency that we're supposed to be, then that's how we start to have the problems, physical problems. So the machine that he used to have was called MRA, Magnetic Resonance Analyzer. Now it's evolved, and we have this Kazutama machine that Dr. Emoto's first best student developed based on his, Dr. Emoto's, Hado code and theory, and evolved that version. And I am giving the treatment to people using this machine, and also introducing this machine. And of course, you can do it by yourself. If you have a strong belief in what you're doing, and send love and gratitude to your own water that you drink and you cook and you do take a shower with. But not everyone can do it. So for that reason, people can use the machine to make their own customized water to make the vibration higher, to adjust your water within your body or for your plants, for your food, anything. So that's what I'm going to do. And so that's what I'm going to do during my stay in
until the 31st.
How can they contact
me? How can people contact me? By email to Hayashi, HAYASHI at hado.com. Or you can also call Ted at U.S. phone number 709-750. Oh, I'm sorry. It's a phone number. Ted's phone number is 509-750-9793. Then people can contact me. Thank you, Ted.
Thank you. Thank you. I wanted to tell you, too, that the contact with the Colossians and the people of the Hollow Earth will be coming even easier in the coming years because our vibrations are rising. They're already at way above 800 hertz in the fifth dimension in Telos. And by us rising, having our vibrations rise so quickly, so fast, it's much, much easier for them now to come to the surface and see us. So when I first started this journey back in 2016, the vibrations were still back. Actually, my trip was in 2016. It was September 2016 when the vibrations doubled when I was here with another group. And so it's getting much, much easier now for them to come in and see us. And so I expect that to be even easier in the future than it is now. We've had incredible experiences before where we've been meditating at the top of Mount Shasta, and all these orbs come down and visit us. And you can see the orbs. You don't need any special photography. You don't need a special camera. They're just there. And one of the orbs that have come down, too, in particular, once from Adama, which is from a spirit from the Hollow Earth, and he comes down as a big blue orb. And then St. Germain comes in as a purple orb. Sometimes if you're at the entrance to the Hollow Earth, you will be enveloped in a cocoon of purple light. And what they'll do is that they'll put you in this cocoon of purple light just before the rocks open up. And the rocks, as entrances to the Hollow Earth are in the third dimension, but as just before they open up, they will kind of start shape-shifting, and it'll look like you're in a dream, and white light will open up, and then you can simply walk down a stairway right into the Hollow Earth. Once you get into the Hollow Earth, they have a series of shuttlecraft which move, I've heard it's something like 800 miles an hour across the planet, so you can get there very, very quickly. And they don't use fossil fuel. They use free energy. And free energy is something that we will have ourselves within the next 3 to 4 years. I think it's going to come wide open. I want to thank everyone so much for listening today. I know that that the planet's ascending. And I know that if we all work together, we can create a much better and happier place. And if you'd like to come to Telos, and if you'd like to visit the Hollow Earth and Mount Shasta, please come back. I'm having a second group visit the area here from September 6th to the 12th, 2018. Just send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, or you can call me at 509-750-9793. And with that, I hope you all have a beautiful and happy day. And Eric, if you could please wrap up our program with the What the Water song, that would be wonderful. Thank you again so much for listening and supporting Out of This World Radio.
どこから